This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday the U.S. was working with partners throughout the region to rescue hostages taken by the Palestinian militant group Hamas when it attacked southern Israel on October 7th. In remarks from Tel Aviv during a brief visit, Biden said the United States stands with Israel.
I come to Israel with a single message. You're not alone. You are not alone. As long as the United States stands, and we will stand forever, we'll not let you ever be alone.
The president also met with Israeli first responders and the families of victims and those being held hostage by Hamas. The visit to Israel came amid rising humanitarian concerns in Gaza, where Israel has cut off the flow of food, fuel, and water. Israel says it will allow Egypt to deliver limited quantities of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip, the first crack in a 10-day seal on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the decision was approved after a request from President Biden during his visit. The White House says Biden will address the nation Thursday night from the Oval Office about the Israel-Hamas conflict, as well as Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia's lower house of parliament approved a bill Wednesday revoking the ratification of a global nuclear test ban treaty. The legislation was introduced to parliament following a warning by President Vladimir Putin earlier this month that Moscow could revoke its decision to ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, which was adopted in 1996. Putin said the move would mirror the stand taken by the United States, which has signed but not ratified the treaty. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. This is VOA News. Patricia Lewis, a research director for international security at the British Policy Institute Chatham House, says the State Duma's decision could set back progress on nuclear disarmament for decades.
Undoubtedly lead to a stimulant for nuclear proliferation. It would undoubtedly lead many in the United States to call for new nuclear weapons themselves and nuclear weapons tests. So we would be reversing the clock on all the work that we have achieved.
Other nations which have not ratified the treaty include China, India, Pakistan, North Korea, Israel, Iran, and Egypt. The bill will now go to the legislature's upper house, which is expected to support the measure. A Brazilian congressional panel is recommending that former President Jair Bolsonaro be charged with attempting to stage a coup in connection with riots in the capital, Brasilia, earlier this year. Thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed key government buildings on January 8th following a protest march. The report recommends that Bolsonaro be charged with a total of four counts, including attempting to overthrow a legitimately constituted government and attempting to overthrow democratic rule. Many observers at the time speculated that the riot was a coordinated effort to drive President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from office. Lula narrowly defeated Bolsonaro in last fall's election. Law enforcement officials are already investigating Bolsonaro's possible role in inciting the riots. Bolsonaro has denied involvement in the rioting, which took place while he was out of the country. In U.S. Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros dominated the Texas Rangers in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series Wednesday. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has more on the Astros' quest to win a second consecutive World Series title.
The Astros pounded Max Scherzer and pulled within 2-1 in the ALCS by outscoring the Rangers 8-5. Scherzer opened the scoring by uncorking a wild pitch in the second, and Martin Maldonado added a two-run single later in the inning. Jose Altuve added a solo blast in the third off Scherzer, who was reached for 5 runs over 4 innings in his first start of the postseason. Yordan Alvarez had 2 RBIs, Mauricio Dubon had 3 hits, and Christian Javier held Texas to 2 runs and 3 hits over 5 2/3. I'm Dave Ferry.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.